We are live on the Kelly Willen podcast with Mukesh Manka and Shiva Shanmugam. Gentlemen, how are you this morning?
We are doing very good, Kelly. How are you? Thanks for asking.
Doing fantastic. Yeah, doing great. Thanks for joining me, guys. Tell me about ECC and S/4HANA. I'm talking to a lot of people right now that are trying to decide if they want to go to S/4HANA, if they should upgrade to S/4HANA. What are the reasons to do it or to not do it? What are you seeing in the market?
So I will take a peek at it. Like, you know, what I see in the market is like definitely there is a lot of questions that is going on with every company. Like, you know, they have a lot of confusions going on in their mind saying, hey, is there any value of going to S/4HANA? Because everything comes with a cost, you know, but definitely success comes with a change. There is a reason why SAP has come up with this new innovation software, S/4HANA, because the market is kind of demanding it. And the way the market trend is going to be in the next few years, every company has to come to this new environment, whether or not they like it, or it's by choice or by any need. So what I feel is like, you know, the sooner they do it, the sooner they will see the advantage coming out of it. You know, definitely cost is one thing, but with all the innovations, all the new automations and new add-ons that it is going to provide, it is going to indirectly give the company a lot of advantages and benefits, you know, which if they indirectly look at, it is going to give them a better ROI in the next few years. That's my thought.
Mukesh, just continuing on with that, what's an specific example of how S/4 is better as a product than ECC for those people that are using ECC and saying, hey, it's working fine for me right now, why would I change? What is S/4 going to bring to them? Is it performance? Is it infrastructure cost reduction? Why is it better?
I would say it is both. Definitely performance is one thing. You know, ECC works on, you know, disk space where you need to have everything on-prem on your hardware. You know, S/4HANA comes with the HANA database, which can be on-prem or it can be hybrid or it can be on cloud. So definitely, you know, there are different choices that you have. And at the same time, you know, with a lot of new functionality that is coming up, you know, with ECC, you have to go and kind of try out all the different enhancements and customizations to achieve those functionality. For example, like, you know, if you have to go and get the new GL functionality, if you have to go and get the enterprise supply chain functionality, you know, all those things comes, you know, inbuilt with S/4HANA. And not only that, with S/4HANA, the things have comes up so simplified, like, you know, with 20 screens that you have to serve in the ECC, it all boils down to, like, you know, a couple of screens. And for example, like if a process takes 20 minutes, you know, in ECC, it's going to take 1 minute or 2 minutes in S/4HANA. So imagine, like, you know, if you have a volume that you are running every month, it is going to give a lot of cost savings in terms of saving the number of hours that your guys have to spend on those processes, and they can utilize those time in doing something more productive. So definitely a lot of new simplification, performance, and lot of new add-ons that you can do, because S/4HANA also comes with a pre-package, you know, business technology platform that SAP provides along with it, where you can enhance and add on a lot of new things that you currently are doing by a lot of custom development and creating a lot of problems for your system.
Sure. You know, many people that went to ECC, there was a lot of pain in cost overruns in the implementations. We know that because we hear about it all the time. Is it getting better when you upgrade, for example, from ECC to S/4? Do you anticipate, or have you been seeing in the market that there are lessons learned that can be implemented for people when they make this upgrade, so that as it goes on in an implementation, it's not as painful from a cost and time perspective?
Yeah, I know. Everything comes with a risk, Kelly. I know if you are doing anything new, you know, you don't know there are a lot of hidden truths. But definitely with the time, when the SAP started S4, they started with simple finance in 2013. And since then, it's been getting matured with every version that they are releasing. And with every version, like, they are coming up with a lot of simplification list and approach that every companies have started following up. And if you just kind of go and make sure, you know, you follow those approach, then definitely the risks have come down drastically. And if you ask me, you know, in my company, I4, what we have done is, like, you know, based on all the lessons learned, you know, in the last few years with myself involved in a lot of S4HANA migration and my team involved in there, in those migrations, we have captured all the gaps that we have found in all those migrations, and then kind of developed, you know, few, you know, internal tools, you know, that definitely kind of helps you in a better planning, you know. So for example, like, you know, we have a tool called Calvin that we have developed, where what we do is, like, you know, the first thing that we do is, like, we run a quick check in the current ECC environment that the client has. Based on that, it gives us a complete list of all the custom process that they are following. And then we take all of that data and we run this tool, and it kind of gives us, like, what are the top 20 key processes that is utilizing 80% of your usage in the company. That means if you take care of those top 20 processes in the most optimized way and plan a very good schedule along it, and plan all the right data to bring it to the S4HANA, then your 80% success is already achieved. Now you just have to worry about kind of taking all those small pieces and, you know, kind of consolidate everything together, package everything, and get a successful go live. So we have seen that happening very well, that Calvin with that top 20 key processes based on the usage, based on the users using it, you know, and who are the people whom we should be training more? What are the things that we need to look at more closely and kind of plan a better schedule towards it? It's all kind of helping out, which is definitely improving your success rate by, say, 60 to like 85 to 90%. And at the same time, your overall timeline is reducing by 30 to 35%, which overall gives you a very good cost benefit and a high rate of success.
You know, everything you're saying makes sense there. Plan on the front end, make sure there's a strong tie to business ROI before you do it, and make sure that that business objective is front and center for the entire implementation. So what you're saying there makes good sense. You know, since COVID came in, there's been a lot of supply chain issues. Forecasting and planning has been something a lot of people are talking about. Does S4 address anything within supply chain or forecasting and planning, or is that a pretty still similar to the module that was in ECC?
No, definitely. I think, you know, it actually takes care of, you know, a lot of things which SAP currently is like kind of not addressing. That we certainly needs to have a external applications to connect with ECC for most of those data in S4. Definitely most of those are been covered, but I would say, like, you know, Shiva, who is my expert, like, who is in the call, you know, actually can take us about some of the details that, you know, helps companies with some better forecasting and planning with S4. And then definitely some add-ons that they can bring in through the business technology platform, which will give them the complete package about how they can optimize their overall supply chain. So Shiva, do you want to take that?
Yeah. So Kelly, S4HANA itself comes up with a newer version of MRP, which is the MRP, live MRP, MRP 2. So that, along with that, there is an embedded PPDS, production planning and detail scheduling. That's also another option to bring in detailed scheduling functionality into S4HANA. But apart from that, there are other vendors who have developed add-ons that could be directly installed on top of S4HANA. But within S/4HANA itself, there are a lot of improvements that has been done on MRP and also on the detailed scheduling features. So the other use case is using BTP, which Mukesh just explained. Using BTP, business transaction platform, you can bring in external softwares and features that could be developed on BTP itself. So that's another option for companies that want to enhance their functionality.
How long, Shiva, does it take for a company that hasn't addressed forecasting and planning if they start that process and they know that they're probably behind and so they've been using Excel spreadsheets and a lot of manual process and phone calls to vendors and is it a 2-year process to get something working if you want to automate that as much as possible with forecasting and planning or can something be done within 3 to 6 months?
Yeah, definitely something within 3 to 6 months can be addressed using functionality that is already existing within S4. But then if we go with an external tool such as like GIB, we could shorten the time much further and bring something useful to the clients within a period of 2 to 3 months.
That's great. Okay, well, on our next installment of this conversation, we'll talk specifically about third-party tools in SAP and how they can be a benefit to customers and potential users. That's coming up next. Shiva and Mukesh, thank you for your time on this first part of the discussion, and we will see our viewers next time on the Kelly Whelan Podcast.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for having us. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.